What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering.
All right, here we go.
What is up, you guys? Happy whatever the day of the week it is for you and when you're listening to this. Today, I have my friend Martina on. I call her Mars, Mars Muscles, whatever you want to prefer. She lives by her nickname, Mars Muscles, so we'll get into that later. But I'm so excited to have her on. She is a trainer, actually my trainer. She is kicking my butt, but I'm enjoying it, leveling up, all the things. So we're going to talk all things probably entrepreneurship, health related today, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. So Mars, go ahead.
All right. My name is Martina Mars, if you want to call me Mar, whatever people want to call me. I am 21 years old. I have my own fitness page on Instagram under Mars Muscles. That's where Kelsey gets the Mars from. I own my own personal training business online. I have been working out consistently for the past 3 years. And I'm sure we'll get into where I really began and all of that good stuff. But now I am currently on the route to do my first bikini competition, which is extremely exciting. But other than all things fitness, I'm also a wife. My husband is also in the Marine Corps. I'm a dog mom. I love to do all things with reading, going to get coffee, taking pictures, all of that girly stuff. So yeah, I'm just pretty much anything fitness and anything basic white girl. That is me.
This is typical Mars. So you guys understand why we're friends, because she's hilarious and we all know I'm the basic white girl too. So we get along so well. I actually met Mars via social media before she moved down to Jacksonville, and I was opening up Crew and we kind of just connected. I don't even know how we connected, but we did.
I don't either, honestly.
Oh, it was just meant to be. That's all. It was just meant to be.
It's kind of cool that, like, so I'm originally from Indiana, but you went to college in Indiana, but we connected down here.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just weird, but it's, like, it's really cool.
Yeah, good old social media. I'm always amazed at, like, how you can connect with other people via social media. I mean, it's a very, very powerful platform if you use it, you know, to your benefit. You know, I've met some of my greatest friends on social media, you being one of them. And it's just crazy how you connect. And then once you find those people who you kind of are like-minded with, it's just nice, you know, because you're surrounded by those types of people. But all right, I think I want to dissect your journey a little bit, because I think it's powerful in the sense of where you started and now here you are, a trainer, prepping for your first bikini competition, which if y'all do not know, it is an insane amount of work, discipline, like, and I'm not surprised that you're doing it because you already had those things, but it's just next level. So, I think I want to start back at, like, where did you even begin your health and fitness journey? Like, what inspired you to start? Have you always been this way, or, like, what's the story?
Okay. So when I was in high school, I ran cross country. I played basketball. I ran track. I was all around. I mean, I was pretty athletic and was always into sports, everything like that. I mean, even growing up, my parents always had us in some sort of sport, whether it was like softball. I think I did swimming for a little bit, anything like that. So I've always been like athletic and whatnot. But then, you know, after high school, I didn't go on to play like any college sports or anything like that. So I just would work out periodically, but when I say periodically, I literally mean like once a month. And then sometimes I would go on runs and then all of that good stuff. But it didn't really start for me until Mason, my husband, left for boot camp. So at the time we were just dating and stuff, but he left for boot camp. And in my mind, I knew what he was going to have to go through in boot camp. I knew the training he was going to have to do. I knew he was going to have to go on these crazy hikes, all of this sort of stuff. So in my head, I had this idea like, okay, if he's going there to better himself for these 3 months, the least I can do is try to better myself while I'm here, while he's doing the same thing, obviously not to the same extent, but that's where it really started for me. And also I was very lonely, to say the least, and the friends that I had at the time, they weren't the friends that I needed, not very motivated, all of that good stuff. So I was just very alone, especially when he left. So he left for boot camp in June of 2019, and that's when I started my fitness page. And I really just started my fitness page, one, to kind of like document my journey, and because some people have been like, told me like, wow, like you are really working hard in the gym. And I was like, heck yeah, like I might start posting about it. So I started posting about it. And that was my way of not being as lonely, because I've literally met like my best friends now through that fitness page. So that's where it really started. You know, I would save Instagram workouts that I found on Instagram, and I would do those in the gym, and then I would record myself and pretend I knew what I was doing. And now I look back on those videos and I'm like, who did I think I was? Because I literally, like, it's embarrassing, but it's also really like heartwarming to look back on those videos and be like, oh my gosh, I was just such a baby. Mm-hmm. And all of that good stuff. But it really started when Mason left for boot camp. And after that, it just really, it became a passion for me. And I mean, that was that. I just kind of fell in love.
Yeah. And that's amazing. Like, what drove you to start? First of all, you're so supportive. You're like, let me put my body through some pain, because you're going to go through some pain. But I think that's really, really cool. And I think that's another level that we connect on is, you know, the Marine Corps and our husbands being, you know, in it, because you do go through periods of time where it's, you know, you're alone and you don't have your typical routine. And it's not like, if people were to meet you and I, like, it's not like we're not independent, but it's different when you're in a relationship or you're married and you're used to having that person there with you. And then all of a sudden they're gone for 3 months, 6 months, and you're like learning to be independent all over again in a different way, and readjusting to life. And so it's really cool that you use fitness as an outlet to do that, because it's a positive one, which has gotten to you where you are now.
It's kind of like one of those things too, that I think a lot of people, which there's nothing wrong with this, but a lot of people start their fitness journey because they're like, you know, I want to get in shape, I want to do this. But for me, I was just kind of like, okay, I'm lonely. I was honestly like, I was depressed, mm-hmm. Just for people I surrounded myself with, and, you know, just weren't the people that I needed at that time. And then obviously Mason was gone and all of that stuff. So really going to the gym and spending those, you know, the hour, the 2 hours, whatever it was strictly for my mental health. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really care too much about the physical results in the beginning. I wouldn't say I really cared that much until Mason got back from boot camp. And then that's where physically I was like, okay, I want to push my body and see what I can do.
Right. Yeah. And I think another key point that you touched on was the fact that you went in there and you just started. Like, you weren't really sure what you were doing. And
no clue.
Like, you just went for it, you know? And I think a lot of people need to hear that, because they think they have to have it all figured out before they go to the gym. But in reality, you guys, like, majority of us, when we started, like, we were just pretending that we knew what we were doing. And sometimes I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing, and that's okay. But you grow along the way and you learn and you keep progressing and leveling up. But I mean, I'm the same way. If I would have just avoided the gym because I didn't know what I was doing, I would have never went to the gym, and then we would have never been here. You know what I mean? And so I think it's important for people to understand, like, you don't know what you're doing, go on Instagram, save some workouts, like, and just go do them. Look up YouTube videos on how to do them. Like, it's really, don't be above yourself to do that, because I do it all the time still, you know?
I think, like, there's honestly, if you are a beginner in the gym, like, first of all, majority of the gyms you go to, there's so many machines to do that explain everything you need to do. So even if you have no idea, you can just jump on one of those machines and do whatever. And then there's so much free content on social media and even YouTube videos on, if you don't know how to use a machine, take the 2 seconds to type in whatever the machine's name is. And there will literally be a YouTube video that might be 15, 20 seconds long that will show you how to do it. And you can ignore all the embarrassment that you think about, even though you won't. But yeah, I mean, that's how I got started. Like, I seriously saved Instagram workouts just because I felt more comfortable just kind of having, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do today in the gym, even though I literally still had no idea. And slowly I started kind of coming up with my own ideas to do and my own plan and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a really slow process. But a lot of people look at people who've been working out in the gym for years and they're like, oh, I'll never be like that. And it's like, yeah, because they're on what, chapter 40 and you're on chapter 1?
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
let's go into the next kind of your chapter then. You decide, I want to become certified and become a personal trainer. Now, what kind of sparked that? Or once you started working out, you're kind of like, oh, this is just, I want to do this. Like, kind of what motivated that? And what was that process like for you?
So I had my fitness page for a little while and I started having people reach out to me and be like, I want you to train me, all of this type of stuff. And I made it very clear to them, you know, I'm not certified or anything like that, but I could help you out for, like, I think I was literally doing like $10 a month.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I was like, yeah, you give me 10 bucks, I'll give you some workouts. And like, I was literally texting these girls these workouts and just sending them videos of myself.
Yeah.
Needed like any help or anything like that. And then I really realized, like, wait a minute. If I made this a career and like actually learned some more stuff by doing a course like NASM or NASM, whatever people want to call it, I was like, I could make some serious money. It kind of clicked in my head that, you know, this doesn't just have to be a passion. Like, this could also be a way of income. Mm-hmm. So especially when people started reaching out to me and asking for advice and all of this type of stuff, I'm like, why? Like, of course I always will put out free content and stuff, but it's like, I could always do a little more to make, just make some money, you know? So I did do, when was it? 2022.
Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. So in, I think January or February of 2020, I started my NASM course. And it took me a long time. I did the self-study and I wasn't in any rush. I was also, like, you know, a full-time college student at the time as well. So I was doing that. And then I can't remember the exact date, but I did complete that and pass the test and everything. And I believe like October, November of 2020. So it took me a while. Mm-hmm. But again, I wasn't in any rush. And then I started taking free clients because I listened to Jordan Syatt on Instagram. I think his Instagram is just Syatt Fitness or something like that. He has always said, like, if you really want to build a business, you need to do what you love for free. Mm-hmm. And you really gain those clients and show the world, like, what you can do for free at first. Because why would people pay you if you can't prove anything you've done?
Yep.
So I was like, okay, period. So then in February of 2021, I took my first 3 free clients. And after that month, it just blew up, like, really after that. And in a couple months after, I did get my LLC for Mars Muscles Coaching, just because I was like, okay, I have to, like, actually make this business now because I'm not trying to get in trouble with the IRS.
Right.
Made it a business. And now, I mean, here in just a few short weeks, it'll be like 1 year since I started my online personal training.
That's amazing. Congratulations. We need to, like, throw a party.
I know. Wouldn't that be so fun?
And listen, you know I'm always down to throw a good party. So I'm down if you're down. We'll, like, have to do super healthy stuff, though, because you can't break your macros. But
yeah, no, yeah, we can get into that, too. But yeah, it's really crazy that, like, I've been able to do this for a year now, and I've helped so many people. Well, even, like, I have released a guide too. So not just my personal, like, one-on-one coaching, but, like, even people who have purchased my guide, or, you know, even people who just do my Instagram workouts and whatnot. Like, I don't know. It's just, it has been crazy.
That's amazing. And I think, you know, technically opening your own business, being an entrepreneur, like, it is not easy all the time.
No.
As you probably experienced, but it's very, like you said, rewarding. It, you know, it's crazy to think, like, you are your own business owner and you get to do what you are passionate about. And I don't try to make everything, you know, about the Marine Corps or anything like that, because we have lives outside of that. But a lot of women who come into a military relationship, I think, sometimes struggle with finding something to do for themselves when they're moving constantly. And, you know, they go through these phases where they're working typical jobs, which it's no problem, but they're less than passionate about them, things like that. So I think it's really, really admirable that you took your passion, you turned it into a career, and now you have your own thing, right? And I think that's important. I think a lot of women are getting to that point where they do their own thing because they recognize, oh, like, I need to do my own thing. But it's really, really cool. And to watch your business grow and just watch you grow as a person is incredible. And your journey, like, I love watching your, like, transformations, like, where you started and then, like, where you are now, like, little Mars compared to, like, where you are now. But
it definitely is crazy. And, you know, you do say, like, I don't think a lot of people out there, like, when it comes to owning your own business, everything like that, don't get me wrong, it is extremely hard. Like, you'll have some months where you are doing fantastic, and then the next month you're like, oh my God, all my money's going to my groceries. Like, I feel like, what's going on here? Yep. Or you're pushing things back into your business and you don't really get a check from that and stuff like that. But really turning your passion into your career is a huge reward, no matter how hard, like, the months can be. And I don't think people realize either with, especially, again, not trying to just make this about, like, military spouses, because whatever, there's so many different people out there in the world. But, like, there are so many ways on social media to make an income. And if you are truly passionate about something, no matter what that is, no matter if it's, like, I don't know, selling scrunchies. I see people do that all the time. Like, I know some people who have literally created these scrunchie businesses and make more money than I do. Like, it's just crazy. No matter how little people think are unimportant, with air quotes. I know people can't see that when they're listening to this, but quote unquote unimportant their passion is or their hobby, there are people out there who are interested in that as well. I think that's just something for people to remember too. And I just figured that out early on and I took that jump and now here I am.
Right.
I mean, same with you, you know?
Yeah.
So.
No, and I think it is important, like, to chase those passions. Sometimes, yes, you're going to have to work your typical 9-to-5 and build the business on the side of that until you get to a point, hey, I'm ready to supplement that income, or I've passed that income. Now I can focus on this full time. I mean, how many stories have you heard of, like, that's what people do? But it's worth it in that season of, you might be tired and you might be grinding it out day in and day out. But then when you get to the point where, hey, I'm doing this full time and I'm passionate about what I'm doing, it's so worth it. And so even if you don't have it to give full time attention to, you can still build it on the side while you're doing something else and let that motivate you to build it faster, because you're like, shoot, I want to get out of this, you know, job that I'm less than passionate about, and I want to go and do full time what I am passionate about, you know? So, I also wanted to like ask through your journey. So, you know, we started here working out a couple times here and there. Now we've progressed into, all right, you're an online coach, and now we're progressing even further to, you know, you want to do these competitions and you're prepping for a competition.
Right.
Talk about the mental shifts that you've had on that journey and what has helped you get from one level to the next level, and just kind of touch on that for a second.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of backtrack a little bit, because I had mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, I didn't really care about my physical appearance too much until Mason got back from boot camp. But I will say that summer that he was gone at boot camp, I did lose a lot of weight just because I was working out and I was eating healthy, and I didn't really know much about tracking and like getting in enough nutrients. I was also, you know, hashtag depressed a little bit. So yeah, that just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll even look back like at Mason's graduation when he graduated boot camp, like my hair was so thin because I was just not extremely healthy. So, but when he came back, I was like, you know, I love what my body is doing, but I know I have more potential. So I went into a bulking phase, and I did this bulking phase for about 6 months, and I gained about 35 pounds. And that is just when things clicked for me. And that is when I really fell in love with bodybuilding and everything like that. And I lost, like, after I bulked and gained about 30, 35 pounds, I probably lost like 5 or 10 of those pounds and then just maintained. And I've been maintaining since until I have really, I've been interested in doing a competition for probably past 6 months or so. And I have a great relationship with food. I knew my, like, my mental capacity. I know that I can handle it, and I want to see if I can push my body that far. So I've only been doing this for, I mean, going on almost a month now, but the mental changes that I have experienced, they are for sure there, not technically in a negative way, but it's something that I've just had to really like adjust to. So for example, before, of course, I've been tracking and counting my calories and macros and stuff for years. But I was a lot more into lifestyle before this. So, you know, I, and you know this more than anyone, I preach this all to all my clients. Like, you are still allowed to enjoy the food you love while getting the results that you want. If you want to go on the weekend and eat some pizza, you can definitely do that. If you want to enjoy a glass of wine here and there, you can do that. All of this type of stuff, which I can kind of do that now, but it's different. How is I'm on a lot more strict, like very strict protocol. And because of the strict protocol, like I'm serious. Like, my body can tell a difference if I do not get in a gallon of water a day. The next day, if I don't get in that gallon of water, I feel different. And that's just to me, because used to, like, it wasn't like that. And I'm not complaining. Like, I honestly, like, I barely bloat anymore. I don't really crave sweet things or anything like that, because my diet is literally like 99% whole foods. Don't get me wrong. But you know, my Rice Krispie.
That's right. The Rice Krispie. There's always room for the Rice Krispie.
Always room. So, literally, whole foods minus my Rice Krispie, okay? But that's just where I'm at now. And so, like, really understanding the fact, which all of this is temporary. Of course, this isn't like, I think when people think of bodybuilding and, like, competing and eating a low amount of food, they're like, oh, that's so restricted, that's so unhealthy. And I'm like, no, this is for a purpose. And I knew what I was getting myself into. But not being able to really, like, I don't know, eat a slice of pizza if I want to. Not that, it's not hurting my mental state or anything like that, but it's just a different shift for me because I don't even want those foods because I'm like, my chicken, rice, and broccoli are going to lead me down a path and make my body feel the best to reach this goal. Mm-hmm. Does that, I know.
That makes sense. It's kind
of hard to understand because of, like, I still have a great relationship with food, and I know, like, if I really did want, like, a bite of pizza or something like that, like, that's totally fine. Like, I can have that. But it's just the fact that I am not eating for satisfaction right now. I'm eating for my goals.
Right.
That's been the huge mental change.
Yes.
So far.
And you have to, in order to compete, you have to have that mental shift because
Right. We
naturally want to say, I'm going to eat for satisfaction, which to an extent, there's nothing wrong with, you know,
right. But that's totally okay. Yeah.
Right. But you are in a different category right now. Like you said, that's temporary, to where you're prepping for a very specific goal. So kind of your goals are outweighing that, you know, satisfactory eating at this moment, which that is a mindset shift because you go from lifestyle to, you know, specific goals, and you have to change your mindset because that piece of pizza, that might taste good in the moment, but is that going to get you to where you need to be for your competition, you know?
Right. And like, that's the thing too. It's like, just in my mind right now, like, food is only, and I know I've talked to you about this and we can dive into this if you want, but food right now to me is only fuel. Food isn't, you know, date night. Food isn't right. Like this or whatever.
Right.
It's something that I just need to fuel my body to feel the best, which I literally feel great.
Yeah.
I feel fantastic. I know I'm drinking coffee right now, but like, I used to drink coffee every single day and I really don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
That's something that's changed for me too. And that's just crazy, but it's just because I'm fueling my body so well and everything. But you're right. I would rather just be on track to hit my goals versus getting that 5 minutes satisfaction from some food that's literally going to just make me not feel my best later on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
So that's kind of like where my mind is right now. But I've honestly, like, and I've talked to Mason about this and everything like that, like, I've never really had like tunnel vision like this before. Like, I am literally like, I will do anything to reach my goal, which is crazy because I don't even have a show date in mind. I will do anything.
Yes.
I don't even have like a day, anything like that. But yeah.
Well, your show date might be sooner than later, huh? Because
yeah, I really don't know. I'm just doing everything that my coach is telling me. So far, we're doing good, kicking right along. Progress is going. He just actually, I had check in today and we upped my cardio. So that's a good time.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. It's really fun too, like actually having a coach for myself since I obviously do coach mm-hmm. other people too. So like now I feel how you feel when I tell you you're getting more cardio.
Yep. You feel great. And then you're just like, all right, here we go. We're just going to do it. Like, it is what it is because we got goals to reach. I think one other thing, one more thing I wanted to touch on is going back to, because we will have some people who are listening who are thinking about going competition route, right? So you've touched on that, what you need to shift, how you're doing, like your goals, things like that. But I know that a lot of people who listen to this are more so along the lines of they just want to create a sustainable lifestyle,
right.
You know, because I think with diet culture and fad diets, they're just trying to figure it out. Like, what can I eat? What can I eat? And it becomes overwhelming almost to them, right? That's where I was when I started. I was very restrictive. And I didn't enjoy it at all. You know, I was just trying to be the smallest that I could possibly be, which I think there's a social pressure to be that nowadays. Luckily, I think we are shifting from that mindset to like women want to be strong. Like women are taking over the gym. Like we're beasts in the gym. But touch on that, like creating a healthy, sustainable lifestyle, maybe some mindset points around that, or how to even do that. Maybe what that looked like for you, or any just like tips and advice that you would have for somebody who's trying to find food freedom essentially, and is trying to create that lifestyle.
Yeah. So I think, people need to understand that there are no such thing as good and bad foods. Mm-hmm. There are foods that are more nutritious and foods that are less nutritious. And there's foods that, you know, might make you feel a little bit better than other foods, but there's no good or bad foods. Mm-hmm. And as long as you are still incorporating nutritious foods with maybe a sprinkle of some McDonald's here and there, you're going to do totally fine. Because I think the biggest thing when people are on their fitness journey, first of all, they think that it's all or nothing. They need to get that out of your head. Your fitness journey is not an all or nothing type of deal. It's like, it's more of, hey, sprinkle this in here and this in there. It's more like, you know, hey, let's go to the gym like only 2 or 3 days a week. Some people like think that they have to start out 6 days a week and do cardio every single day and slam a protein shake after. And I'm like, whoa, slow down. Like, you never even stepped foot in a gym before, dude. Yeah. Like, what is the rush? There is absolutely no rush. You got to realize there's no all or nothing thing. So once you create that mindset of like, okay, well, I can slowly work out and I can slowly, you know, start incorporating maybe some more veggies or maybe a protein shake here and there, like if you need that, or, you know, way too many people also start out with like wanting to chug a gallon of water. And I'm like, sister, you don't even drink 2 bottles. So let's drink 3 or 4 bottles, you know, and we'll work our way up to the gallon. Like, it's not an all or nothing thing. And then second, going back to like the no good or bad foods. If you believe in your head that there are bad foods, that McDonald's is horrible for you and you're going to, I don't even know, get heart disease after one chicken nugget or something like that. Like, the when you start doing that, and let's say you get rid of entire food groups, that is when you are going to fail. When you start getting rid of all the sugar and all the treats that you love, that is when you are going to fail. When you start just having those things in moderation, that's when you're going to succeed. So let's say, I don't know, you do go to McDonald's sometimes or something like that. Say you got a real problem with McDonald's and you like going there 4 times a week. Okay, well, let's bring that down to 3, you know, or 2 or 1 or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people think, one of the first things I swear to God that everybody does when they're trying to start their like health and fitness journey is like, I'm going to stop drinking pop or soda, whatever you call it. And I'm like, you don't have to just completely get rid of it. How about just like slow down on it? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In my mind, that is just where people are going to fail when they have that all or nothing mindset. They get rid of complete food groups and they don't include themselves at all, because the next thing that's going to happen is, let's say you get rid of McDonald's completely. I know I just keep using that as an example. It's just in my head right now. But let's say you get rid of that completely, okay? And then here in 2 months, you finally let yourself have a cheeseburger from there. Well, then you're going to kind of start spiraling and being like, oh my gosh, I don't know the next time I'm going to get this. I need to go back through and get another cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. You know, and when in reality, if you would just let yourself have those little things, when you have those cravings, just to curb those cravings, and move on with it, you're going to have such a better mindset around food and your journey is going to go a lot smoother. So that's, I mean, the whole food thing and realizing no good or bad foods, no all or nothing. It's really like, fitness isn't a lifestyle. It's just a part of your lifestyle already.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's so good and crucial to understand. And I wish, me personally, I would have understood that 3 years ago. But the one question I have people ask themselves is, like, in to sum that all up is, can you do this for the rest of your life? Because it's a lifelong journey, like incorporating fitness, incorporating healthy eating, it's not, like you said, an all or nothing, because that's going to last 2 months, because you're going to be miserable and you're going to realize, man, I don't really want to do this anymore. And then you're going to do a complete 180 and go back to how you were, or even worse. So when you're starting your journey, like, ask yourself, can I do this for forever? And if the answer is no, then don't do it. Like, it seems so simple, but I think we tend to overcomplicate it in our heads because we want to, like, do certain things in fitness and we have all these influences and blah, blah, blah. But genuinely, it's that simple. Just ask yourself that question. And what Mar said, it hit it right on the head. Like, stop just canceling out all these food groups and expecting you to get the results you want. Like, hello, been there, done that. What did it lead to? Binge eating. Great. You know what I mean? So
that's exactly what happened.
Exactly. So I think that is perfect. And I so appreciate you taking the time to be on here and giving your advice and going through your journey. Whenever Mars and I hang out, like, we'll talk for like 2-3 hours and then we're like, oh crap, like, we have stuff we have to do. So I'm sure we could do a podcast for 2 or 3 hours, but yeah, literally, that was the last time we hung out. I was like, it's been 2 hours. Wait, what happened? But I really appreciate you being on, giving your wisdom. You guys, if you have questions, whether it's about health and fitness, entrepreneurship, the NASM program, whatever, competitions, life questions, I mean, she can hit them all. So follow her on Instagram. Her content is very, very inspiring. It's very real. It's very motivational. So if you guys are looking for a good account to follow while you're getting onto your health and journey, fitness journey, whatever it may be, then go follow her, Mars Muscles. I'm going to put it in the actual bio. So if you guys need to see how to spell it, it'll be in there. But thank you again so much for being on. I appreciate you. And I'm so, so glad that we connected through Instagram and we're friends now. I appreciate
it. It's crazy to think about too, because like, we've known each other for like almost, I mean, coming up on a year too, like here in a couple months, I think. So that's kind of crazy.
See, we do need to throw a party. A friendship party, a business party. We'll just like throw it all into one.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. I'm glad that you thought of me to come on here and talk.
Of course. And
whoever's listening to this, I hope we at least helped one person. So that's all that matters to me.
Exactly. And I'm sure we will. I think we'll help more than that, but yeah. I am excited. I think people will really benefit from this episode. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Times a million. And let's grab coffee soon.
Okay. Always down. You know, basic white girl.
That's okay. Right. That's right.
Recording stopped.
Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast, and stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W underscore work, W-E-R-K, just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow, and there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.